This is Bird Note. It's a perfect July beach day on the Rockaway Peninsula in Queens. But NYC Plover Project volunteers aren't here to relax.
In the hour and a half we've been here, we've talked to over 50 people, and that's...
This afternoon, volunteers Trevor and Leanne are minding the Plover Project's boardwalk booth. They're spreading the word that while New Yorkers flock to the Rockaways to sun and swim, so do nearly 100 of these endangered shorebirds to nest and raise chicks.
Good. You know about the piping plover?
No. Okay, what it looks like? Unbelievable how many things is around us and we don't know nothing
exactly.
Or read about it.
Exactly. And yeah, we're here.
Chris Alieri started the NYC Plover Project in spring 2021 after getting a glimpse of the many threats that plovers face.
And all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's a piping plover. I had never seen one up close. And then a dog runs after them, and then kids are up on the dunes. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awful. Who's gonna do something, you know? Like, what?
Chris contacted the National Park Service, and together they set up volunteer training. Today, the Plover Project has a volunteer force of about 75. Volunteers also walk the beach, asking people to respect areas the Park Service has blocked off for the plovers. They don't always listen, and volunteering can be heartbreaking. Raccoons and ghost crabs eat plover eggs. Flooding washes away nests. But the Plover Project perseveres, and so do the plovers. Here's Leanne again.
You're working with birds, but it's also a very humbling and human experience to care about something so fragile.
For Bird Note, I'm Lauren Vespoli.